The outbreak of COVID-19 at a private for-profit Mississippi prison that houses Vermont inmates has dramatically escalated. 147 inmates at Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility have now tested positive for COVID-19, this according to the Department of Corrections. That is nearly 70% of the 219 Vermonters currently incarcerated inside the prison. Vermont's Interim Corrections Commissioner Jim Baker joined me earlier this morning to discuss the situation, which he has called an emergency. I started by asking him about the DOC staff that's traveling to Mississippi today to address the outbreak.
So we have our medical director, Dr. Scott Strenio, going, and one of our operations chiefs, Bob Arnell. And the purpose of going there is to get my staff's eyes on the medical side of what's going on at the facility, as well as validating the conversations that we've had with CoreCivic since last week about the things that we need done, that they are in fact being done.
So they're going to report back to you and possibly make recommendations. I'm wondering if you're considering bringing these inmates back to Vermont.
You know, nothing's off the table, but I have to say that there wouldn't be any way that we could bring all the inmates back. There could be ways that we could bring a number of inmates back. But we need to figure out exactly what's going on down there, because even bringing any inmates back is going to be very challenging to our system here, because, you know, it takes a lot of energy, focus, effort, and resources to deal with the pandemic here in Vermont. And part of our strategy has been all along is keeping the population down in Vermont in order for us to keep it thinned out for better management of social distancing and keeping the facilities clean, et cetera.
Well, Commissioner Baker, if some of the inmates are coming back to Vermont, if that decision does get made, when do you hope to make that decision? Is there a time frame you're concerned about here?
I don't know when that decision would get made. It's a conversation that obviously I would have with Secretary Mike Smith about a plan. But, you know, we have a window here, understanding a little bit about the virus now from being involved in keeping our facilities clean here in Vermont. We have a window here where if individuals' health are going to turn, there's a small window when that would happen after they tested positive. So those conversations are ongoing, and we'll talk more about it once I get a report back from Dr. Strenio on the scene down in Mississippi.
As I understand the situation, this CoreCivic private company had tested some inmates who were showing symptoms, but not all the Vermont inmates. In other words, they were not testing those who were asymptomatic. Do you know why all the Vermont inmates had not been tested earlier for COVID?
Well, just to be clear, Mitch, on that first point,
sure.
It's our system in Vermont that caused us to say to them, you've got to test all the inmates all the Vermont inmates in Mississippi. They were following protocol from the state of Mississippi, which was test symptomatic individuals. There was one Vermont inmate tested just prior to the six inmates returning from Mississippi to Vermont. And that's the point that I made about our system. Those six inmates went into quarantine at Marble Valley Correctional Center in Rutland as part of our protocol. And as part of our protocol, they would be tested at day 0, 7, and 12, understanding how the virus develops. Once those six came back in combination with the one inmate in Vermont that was positive, that's when last week we insisted that CoreCivic test all the Vermont inmates. Now, why it wasn't done before, I'm gathering as these conversations are ongoing. They were following protocols of the state of Mississippi, which only tests symptomatic individuals. And as we found out when we started insisting that the Vermont inmates be tested, the capacity of testing to include collection kits, lab capacity, et cetera, is limited.
This is a for-profit company, CoreCivic, that we're talking about here, a private prison. They were not following, as you say, the Vermont state protocols for testing. How does this outbreak then affect the state's relationship with CoreCivic moving forward?
Well, look, Mitch, I've been pretty clear in several interviews I've done over the last week. The relationship we have with CoreCivic is a business relationship at its very foundation. And when you do business with people, you have to have a level of trust. And to be quite candid, as the Commissioner of Corrections, who's ultimately responsible for those inmates down in Mississippi, there's been a breakdown in trust. And those conversations are ongoing. And right now, my staff and I have got our energy focused on making sure that there's medical care in place that we feel comfortable with if any of those individuals in Mississippi start to have symptoms as a result of the virus.
Yeah, I think you anticipated my next question, Commissioner. How do you plan to ensure that these inmates get that medical care they need?
That's why Dr. Strenny was on the ground down there. And if we have to resend other folks down after they return, that's what we're going to do. But, you know, again, Mitch, especially for the families of the loved ones that are there in Mississippi, I want them to hear loud and clear that this is not a one-time conversation with CoreCivic. We have very high expectations of what they're going to do to provide care for the individuals from Vermont that are in that facility in Mississippi.
Correction, Commissioner Jim Baker, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome, Mitch. Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.